Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're talking about blue chip ratio. Very simple. Bud Elliott.
That's correct.
Yeah, Bud Elliott. CBS Sports came up with it, and it is held true for every champion in the modern era. And it is, you must have recruited more 4 or 5 stars than 2 and 3 stars by ratio over 50% to win the championship. And Ohio State, at least of the ones we looked at there, Ohio State last year had the best ratio at 90%, which is insane.
Well, this goes to show you, man,
how good that team was.
Yeah, you hear from people all the time that you know, they tried to do the, recruiting doesn't matter. Dude, shut up.
It's really every... Well, you mentioned Bartu. That's his whole premise, is that it really... And there are other things that he's got in there, but generally speaking, if you want to boil college football down to one thing, it is very simply recruiting. And this stat has held up every year. Now, I mentioned we were going to find out where Oregon sits in 2025 blue chip ratio. And Jace, we are.
I can't wait.
We are, okay? Now, I've got the blue chip. So there's 18 schools that have a blue chip ratio above 50.
Okay.
So in other words,
18 real contenders.
If you are betting that, well, you know, he says very clearly, don't bet this. It's not a betting system. He's just saying, if you want to pick the champion from a pool, pick it from this pool of 18 teams.
Well, and you can go through too, because, I mean, Dave says every year, Bartu, I think he, and this is where he's probably talking, 18 is a pretty big, Dave usually says there's like 8 to 9, because he goes a little further. Remember, it's he goes recruiting rankings, and then he also goes with like offense, defensive efficiency,
and then coach effect. That's his other one, basically how good your staff is.
So it's like there's and he says that basically you can go into any season with 9 or 10 teams, and that's about
but
it.
But I think that if you wanted to, in other words, once I give you this list of 18, then you will pare it down quite easily, because because there's a coach you don't believe in, or you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, it's just because they're over 50% doesn't mean they're any good at all.
Yeah.
Now,
means they're probably pretty good.
Most of these are.
Well, because again, I mean,
but
if I have better raw talent than you, especially across the board, I mean, let's take the great example of this is Oregon and Boise State. Oregon and Boise State played last year, and Boise State played a better game than Oregon, and I thought Boise State deserved to win that game. Where they fell apart was special teams. And special teams and backups depth is, to me, where you really start to see the separation between the Oregons and the Boise States. I talk about it. We played Florida State at BYU when Florida State won a national title. That was Chris Wanky and who is the receiver? Peter Warwick. I think Corey Simon was on that team. It was national title team at Florida State. My God, there was a bunch of really good players. And
are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not saying their starters were clearly better than us, but when we got into the backups, that's where it was like, what in the hell? They kept rotating through defensive linemen, and hand to God, the backup D linemen were better than the starters. And I was like, this isn't supposed to happen. And those backups ended up being like Darnell Dockett and some people that went on to make like 10 Pro Bowls, and they were backing them up. And that's where you see it. So when Boise State's playing Oregon and you get into this close game and all of a sudden you're kicking to them, and their Oregon's coverage team or Oregon's special teams is all 4-star, 5-star kids that are just young and developing. And poor Boise State, no offense, but their special teams are made up of 2-star kids. that's where that gap gets exposed. And it's hard to beat teams when the talent gap is that great, even if you play a really, really good game with your starters.
So blue chip ratio, there are five teams between 50 and 60%. Okay. Yeah. Now, are you saying that you think Oregon is one of these?
I'll bet you Oregon 18? Is. Yes. Over 4 years, Lanning's okay. been there three, and Lanning has been a monster recruiter, and Mario was killing it. So, yes, okay. I think they're above that mark.
They are indeed in the 18 here. Okay, so here are the five schools that are between 50 and 60%. Florida State and Tennessee are at 54%.
And Florida State, by the way, last year just stunk to high heavens, but, you know, there was talent.
Now, remember, Michigan won it 2 years ago with the same ratio, 54%.
Yeah.
So it can be done. Clemson, 55%.
Sure.
USC and Michigan, 57%. Hmm. So those are your first five.
Okay.
60 to 70%, you have Auburn and Florida at 64%. Miami is at 64%. And Penn State is at 68%.
Interesting, because some of those teams, like Auburn, has been spinning their wheels and has had coaching problems. Miami, do you believe it? I mean, this goes back to you believe in Mario Cristobal, because I don't. Penn State, on the other hand, a lot of people saying that if you want to pick to win the whole thing, because Oregon and Ohio State having to replace so many people, that maybe this is the year that Penn State gets over the hump.
Well, they have the quarterback.
Yeah.
But although, yeah, Miami has Carson Beck this year.
Yeah, I'm not a Carson Beck guy.
70% Oklahoma. That surprises me, but
yeah, because they're on the struggle bus a little bit too.
And here are your top eight: Notre Dame and LSU are at 73%.
Okay, I'm a little surprised Notre Dame's as high as that, but
Texas and Oregon 78%.
And Texas, by the way, I think is the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing. They were picked to win the SEC.
Then you have four above 80.
So Alabama, Georgia.
Yep.
Who am I missing? Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State.
Yeah. There's one other one in there.
Who am I missing? Who am I missing?
It's a surprise, kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, very talented.
SEC?
Yep.
Gators.
I already said
Florida. You already said the Gators.
SEC has nine of the 18, by the way.
Ole Miss, maybe?
No, it's Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Texas A&M has a blue chip ratio of 82%, Georgia 84%, Alabama and Ohio State, 89%.
And there's definitely some teams on there to me that I don't take seriously, but
yeah, yeah. But I mean,
they have talent.
I was looking at the odds compared to these numbers, and I tell you what, Alabama.
There's your, if that you is, want some value.
That is not a bad value championship play, because DeBoer, I mean, DeBoer's damn good.
Yeah, he wins everywhere he goes.
They have the most talent tied with Ohio State in the country.
Huh. Yeah, that's one that, and what are their odds?
I looked at, so Ohio State was like plus 400 something.
Okay.
And Alabama was closer to plus 950.
Ooh, I got right here. Plus 1200 right now to win the national championship.
It depends where you look. That's not bad. I mean, that's
no, that's not bad.
Not a bad play.
I'm looking at FanDuel right now. It has Alabama as the same odds as Oregon, 11 to 1.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the schedules.
But give me Alabama.
Well, who's
at
their,
that number?
Who's their quarterback, though?
They're going with that.
Julie? No, that's up in Ohio.
It's
Beck?
It's like Ty Simpson.
Oh, I think that's right.
Something like that. He's been in the program for a couple years. I believe it's Ty Simpson that they're
okay.
going with.
Now
and then they've got some 4- and 5-star kids that are competing.
You heard the 18.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want your one of these 18, I want the dark horse team.
Okay.
Or not really dark horse, but just, you know, teams like, hey, watch out.
Sure.
Because they fit the blue chip ratio, and I think they're going to be nasty.
Okay,
we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.